Welcome to the Square Peg Round Hole Podcast. I'm John.
I'm Chris, I think.
And I'm D'Angelo.
This is episode 2. We said we'd do this like every 2 weeks, but it's been...
on and off. It's all been John's fault. He doesn't want to work with us. And
I'm not hearing none of that.
I'm going to call major bullshit on that. D'Angelo's pretty much the only one out of all three of us that hasn't really had an excuse not to do this.
I don't have a life.
I was just too tired a couple weeks because I didn't sleep. But this is episode 2, like I said, and we're just going to skip over the idea that having themes.
And we're going to talk about fucking Borderlands 3 today.
Yeah, we're going to talk about Borderlands 3. I guess we'll let D'Angelo go first with his opinion.
Opinion? I have no opinion. I want to buy the game. Where's the pre-order bonuses?
I don't know.
Fuck it. I don't even want a bonus. I just want to play the game a day early.
Right.
I just want to play... I want to see what the collector's edition looks like. Because I know, too, is that the chest. Like, you can find the game with all the loot. It was a loot chest that came with a Jacob's bobblehead, I think it was.
Mm-hmm.
Marcus. But, yeah, I'm super excited for it. That trailer's full of... like this big Easter eggs, the fact that you can, I mean, they have all those different like hovercrafts looking things and the single tire vehicles and you can change like spike tires, you can go up hills better.
Those like rotating razor blade vehicles.
Yeah.
Shoot, General Grievous style. Okay, there is one thing though.
What's that?
Please do not show us a trailer with a siren that has fucking 6 extra arms and have her have no melee tree.
They already shown that she does.
Okay, I'm just being sure because I don't want them to do that. And then like she just like throws different elements.
There's a little cutscene where she's like in the air. She's like punching into the ground with them. So she calls me like a shockwave. So I'm gonna guess that it's like that's her in air ability. But there's other people are making guesses like she can pick people up with them and throw them or like
good.
Use them as like punching. Like,
I want them to be like the vectors from Elfin Lead, where they're like long and she can just like reach around.
That may be a tree. I mean, that very may be a tree because I mean, she looks like she's from Indian. She has Indian heritage,
which is where it's from.
I mean, it looks like the arms of Asura or Durga or something like
it's
that.
It's Asura. Asura's wrath. Fucking do it.
But, Mr. fucking archive over here.
She's
knows.
Like mantra on.
Yeah, that's what she does
arms.
It though. I mean, like,
she does.
You imagine? Imagine all three of her trees are like individual Indian gods. Like you can actually get traits from them.
No one's gonna use any other one except for Austin.
I mean, you could have.
They'll do it for a video. And they'll get like
Durga. Durga had the long, skinny arms like he's talking about. So people very well may be able to do that.
Maybe.
I'm excited because I want to play as either the Tekro, I'm going to just say Tekro Commander, because she's got that mech thing.
The Mechromancer?
But I'm also, I don't think she's really much of a Tekromancer like Gage was.
She got Gundam though.
Yes, she's got that mech. I'm also excited for the Beastmaster, because there's that little part where
you get like a spider ant, a skag, or what was the other one?
The creature we haven't seen yet, it looks like a giant monkey. But if you look at its hand, it has a gun. So you can summon it, and it's got a pistol.
It's got a double penetrating on Kim Terrell.
He's Skag. I mean, not Skag, but what is it called? Slag.
Shouldn't that be good?
Some of these dishes while I'm over here. I mean, some of my breadsticks. What else? I mean, there's so much.
I can't remember any of their names, though.
I can easily look it up.
The only ones I know now are Calypso and Flag.
Oh, yeah, you're talking about the
I mean, I showed you guys. I sent the picture of all three of their names last night. Or all four of their names.
Do you think I committed that to memory already, though? Unfortunately, I did not.
No, we'll know after we play the game. We'll know by heart.
But
once we have them ingrained, apparently, I'm the only one that has a PlayStation 4.
You know what they should have for the new Siren? They have like a tree where it's like Kriegs, how he has obscene melee power, but he has the chance to hit himself. So they should have one where she like gets 200% melee damage when she's at 6 arms. She swings once and it has like a 50 or 75% chance to shatter an arm. And then the next arm has 400% increased until she gets down to the last one. Then it's like fucking just blow him away with one hand.
Listen, that would be good. I honestly don't understand. Why didn't Minnesota's Wrath get a second one? Everyone was like saying, hey, this needs a second game.
Because people didn't like it, the fact that the true ending was behind a DLC you had to buy.
That was pretty fucked up. Wasn't it Capcom that did this too?
Yes.
Yeah, this was around when...
That was when
they were doing their bullshit.
Uh-huh.
They were trying to fuck us up. And it's like, listen, we know what y'all like to do. Fucking go back to doing what you used to.
Yeah.
Which they're trying.
I mean, they really are. They've had... Yeah. What was it? Sorry.
Devil May Cry 5, Resident Evil 2 remake? What?
Yeah.
Then I saw that thing about, they're like, Resident Evil 3 remake is going to be a thing, but it's not going to be published by Capcom directly. And they, I was like, bullshit.
They're going to get on that bullshit. They're like, you just got off the bullshit bike. Why are you going to get back on it?
When they were doing that shit, fucking, y'all think we forgot, Street Fighter Cross Tekken came out with, what was it, 24 characters, 12 of them, no, take that back, 16 of them are on the disc,
but
you had to pay for them. Even the console exclusives on PlayStation 3 are on the Xbox version.
Is that the one with Negan from The Walking Dead in it?
No, that's Tekken 7.
No, basically, in Street Fighter Cross Tekken, they just had the classic Tekken characters versus the classic Street Fighter characters. And they even, like, brought Ogre back from, like, Tekken 3. Like, he was back in Tekken 3.
Ancient Ogre.
Yeah, Ancient Ogre. And it's like, why do you have those characters locked? Like, behind, like, a $12 paywall, and also, like, the DLC characters.
It was $20 for those 16 characters or whatever.
Was it?
That was why I never got them.
I did.
I didn't.
The only thing that I found weird, though, about that game was the fact that, you know, no offense, but the Tekken characters were kind of a little OP. They all were...
How would that offend someone? Someone's like, how the fuck dare you?
Well, it's Street Fighter Cross Tekken, as in Tekken characters are the guests in Street Fighter, and all the Tekken characters are better than the Street Fighter characters.
Mm, like, I can get you.
Like, literally...
You're talking about the tryhards out there that are like, Street Fighter's a lot better than Tekken or some shit like that.
Yeah, literally.
I don't play fighting games.
Trust me, they got revenge because fucking Akuma is in Tekken 7 and he has that same bullshit combo that he had in Street Fighter in that game, and I played against him, and I played against somebody who played as him, and I was like, this dude fucking doing that bullshit combo.
I just...
Over and over.
Jab, Fierce, Tatsu, Shoryuken. Oh, was that 75% of your health bar? This is Tekken.
Basically.
Other than Borderlands 3, I'm not putting that aside, because we're probably going to talk about that more. But what other games are you guys excited for that are coming out this year?
Shit.
We really don't even know many games are coming out this year.
Well, I know a whole bunch, but I don't know if y'all are even interested in them.
You're going to have some, like, off the wall.
Borderlands 1 HD.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, amen for that. Borderlands 1 HD coming out next week, so we don't have to play that glitchy bullshit if someone has a bad connection.
Basically, because I was like, why in the world? Like, we're lagging around. I'm like, I think it's because Chris is the host, because he has a shitty connection. He's over there outside Walmart, like, fucking holding his phone up. Let me steal his connection.
Go to his house, he's got like a plastic bag with his phone tape inside and taped to the wall. It's like, this is how close I can get to my neighbors and have Wi-Fi.
Basically.
I'm excited for a couple games. I wish Dead Island, like the new Dead Island that I keep talking about, would come out. That's been advertised for the past 4 years.
Again.
I hope it's better than Riptide was.
Yeah, Riptide.
Again,
Riptide
I played Riptide, and it was so buggy, and like, I made the joke.
It came out buggy, and they just never fixed it.
No, and don't get me wrong, it was fun, but again, when we all, like, I was playing with four people, well, not four people, I was playing with three other people.
Voodoo, voodoo, bitch.
I was playing with them, and like, we all hopped in a car at the same time, and when we closed the door, it just fucking launched in that space. Basically, like, we literally, and I'm looking out the window, and I'm like, I look down, and I just see that we're still going up. I'm like, are we gonna hit the ground? I'm talking 5 minutes, we're just going up, just for no reason. Like, we just went up into the air, and then I recorded it, and I was like, this is... Like, how did I pay for this?
My big thing back in the day was I liked buying a lot of the collector edition of the games. And I think that the collector edition of the first Dead Island was like $30 more, $30-$40 more. And I bought that, and it came with a metal key, like the key like going to the hotel room. Came a little tiny like hard case suitcase and bobblehead and the game, and that was pretty cool. I liked that, but I don't have it anymore. I think it's back at my parents' house in Virginia, but still. I mean, I have a lot of those. I mean, obviously on the shelf back there, I've got that Batman Arkham Origins one.
Dude, there are only so many collector editions that I've actually got. Like, I remember I got...
I pay my own bills now. I can't afford that shit.
This is true.
Like, a $60 video game, I'm like... oh, we have a $250 version of this. I'm like...
I can buy that $60 one. You sure you don't want to upgrade? Yep. Why not? Don't ask questions.
I mean, if they give you a longer gap, like if they would announce Borderlands 3 and said that, like, November.
Either October, or they do some bullshit like Bethesda did. Oh, here's a Texas canvas bag. $200. And then you get it. What is this? That's our nylon bag. This is a trash bag.
You're talking about 76,
aren't you? Yeah. That was some bullshit. Oh, yeah, by the way.
Bethesda's losing a lot of people.
Yeah, by the way. Shit. They fucking finally have announced they're using a different engine for Elder Scrolls 6. I found that out yesterday.
Good.
Because they realize they're getting fucking backlash for everything they're doing. They're like, well, we're going to show off our new engine for Elder Scrolls 6. And it's like, huh, I wonder why.
And they're putting fucking Skyrim real. Grandma in as an NPC.
Are they for real? Did they confirm that?
Uh-huh.
She's awesome. I'm surprised she's as good at fucking Skyrim as she actually is. Like, she actually will legit play the game and, like, have no problems or no issues, like, understanding.
They better shock and fucking awe with Elder Scrolls 6.
Well, I mean, it's not like they've ever done bad with it. I mean, don't get me wrong. I really don't like that they...
Ever done bad with what? A game?
No, never done bad with the Elder Scrolls.
Oh, I was online. No, with the shit they just pulled with Blades that just came out for the phone.
Yeah, I heard that it's heavily pay to win.
It's heavily pay to win. So they were advertising in freaking E3 and they're like, oh, it's an amazing game. You can't do certain shit without paying. Like, isn't it already a buy game? Like, you have to buy the game.
You have to buy it? Well, to be fair, listen. People are stupid. I would just be like, yep, don't do that.
That's, I mean, it's almost like spending $300 on Smite.
Fuck you.
Look, okay.
That felt like an attack.
It is an attack, and I will defend. That game is not pay to win because you only spend $20 and you get every god and the next ones that come out.
Well, it's 30, right? Isn't it for the Ultimate God Pack $30?
Not if it's on sale, which is usually what they do. It's 30 whenever, like, you try to normally buy it, but it's 20 or 15 if you get lucky. And I was able to get it when it was 20. And they have 101 gods, and you don't pay for anything except for cosmetic skins. And they look really good, and they put a lot of time.
With arms and legs.
Basically.
And credit cards.
Listen,
arms and legs and credit cards.
Yeah, like during the Divine Uprising, my birthday had gone by, and I was like, I want this right here. My sister was like, okay, what do you want? And I was like, I want to spend $69 on these gems. And she's like, you want a what? And I was like, I want this. She's like, are you sure that's what you want? Yes. Are you sure that's what you want? Because you could buy, like, 3 games with this much, or like a brand new game. And I'm like, nope, I want this. And she's just looking at me for about a good 2-3 minutes I buy it, and she's just watching me buy it. And
this
she's
is
like,
the reason she calls you at 5:00 in the morning to see if you drowned on your own
floor. Listen, you still alive? Yeah, okay, bye.
Basically, shoot, it's not my fault that I like to spend money on a game that is free to play, because they do a good job.
Yeah, there's some free-to-play games that
Not only that, but the developers, like, I haven't been in, like, chat with the developers before, and they're actually, except for Tina. Tina is kind of off a little bit, but she's pretty cool to hang around.
What the fuck is that about?
Tina. That's her name.
Who?
Tina in, she works for Hi-Rez, but she's in
charge. Oh, she helps with the game.
Yeah, she helps with the game. Basically, she's one of the ones that make, she's in charge of the gods' voice lines, mm-hmm. and getting, like, in. She's in charge of talent whenever it comes to hiring voice actors, and she says really weird things a lot. Like, she will look at a good skin that was greatly designed. Like, I remember the Cyber Fox Daji skin, and she had these weird, like, metallic tails. And then everyone's, like, marveling at how it looks so good, and here comes fucking Tina. You know, those tails look like tapeworms. And now it's fucking ruined. And, like, all I see is tapeworms now. And I'm just like, are you for real with this? Like, she just ruined it for me.
Wow, she sounds like a dream to work with.
She is. She's really nice, but it's just no filter. She's like Peter Griffin. Like, good to hang around with, but she doesn't have a filter. At all.
No problem with that. So, really, like, now we're just talking about upcoming shit. Was there any movies you guys are looking forward to coming out?
Yeah, next month is Endgame, but I still haven't seen Captain Marvel.
Neither have I.
I still
haven't. And I know that she's in it, so I'm like, I don't know. But, like, from what I've seen, they, like, severely overpowered her. Overpowered Carol Danvers. They're like, oh, she's so strong. I'm like, no.
I don't understand how they can make Captain Marvel that strong, but then make Scarlet Witch nobody. It's like,
Scarlet Witch rewrote reality. Yeah, House of M. But, I mean, look, see, there was during one of the, I think it was like during Secret War or some shit like that, she was Captain America or someone told her to take on the Hulk, and she's like punching him down through the earth, and then she stops, and he has like his arms behind his head, and he's like, are you done? Like, slaps her into the stratosphere. Basically. Could you imagine if they put Hyperion into the MCU?
OP
as hell.
Hyperion held two different realities apart. And then with Thor, while he was half blind, took on an army of Beyonders. He died in the process.
But he still...
He still, like, traveled through reality to find the Beyonders and fought them with Thor.
Boy.
Yeah, Thor had one arm, by the way.
Listen, but, it happens.
Like... I can imagine, like, Hyperion could slap the shit out of anyone they fought so far. Like, I'll try and be like, I'm the strongest. No, he'd just go rip his head off. He can't do nothing to me. I mean, let alone he held those two realities apart for 5 minutes. But it's two different realities about to collide. He got between them, just put his hands on them and said no. And held them apart for 5 minutes.
The fact that he was able to do it for 2 seconds.
Mm-hmm. All the other things that had tried it before just evaporated. And afterwards, he's like, he fell in like this white space and was floating there for so many years, and then AIM grabbed him out of it through some technology and pulled him through. It was pretty cool. Like, I don't think there's some characters they cannot put in the MCU.
Magneto! Can't put him in there because he would slap everybody. Like, literally. Oh, yeah, I was talking about it that one time, that one video that I showed Chris where they had the Avengers. Versus Magneto, and like Captain America shows up, throws his shield, and is like, you threw a metal shield at me, and fucking tosses it away. And then what's his name that has the metal arm?
Bucky?
Yeah.
Winter Soldier?
Yeah, and then like he literally like rips his arm off, and then Tony shows up, just turns him into this tiny little fucking ball of metal, just tosses
him. Well, you would think that situation that Tony Stark would be smart enough to show up with metals that aren't magnetic, because there are metals that are non-magnetic.
That's true. But
like, I think tungsten isn't magnetic.
Maybe. It would depend on if he's able to, like, not control it.
I wonder.
Because he can control, like, all metal, like,
period. Is it all metal, or is it just magnetic?
Down to
metal?
The point where he can control iron inside of your blood.
Yeah.
Well, iron is magnetic. I wonder, that's something I'll look into, is what's the extent of Magneto's powers, because if he can control
he
all metal,
the earth.
Like, yeah, everything would be fucked. If he really wanted to, he probably could knock the earth off of its rotation.
Mm-hmm. He can.
I actually watched a video on it about the, him pulling the iron out of that dude's blood in X2. And the magnetic forces that he uses to do that are like 10 times stronger than any that naturally occur in our fucking universe.
Wow.
To pull that much iron out of his blood individually.
We're talking about Ian McKellen's rendition of him, right? And he pulled. But wasn't... Didn't Mystique put that...
She put extra iron into his blood, yeah. Mm-hmm. But still, to be able to, like, siphon it from his cells, the amount of power that it took. Yeah.
The guy got woke up and he was like, why do I feel extra heavy? Like,
it's nothing. Let me go and give him his food.
Yeah, let me go give him his lunch.
Yeah, like, they had him in... I remember that. They had him inside of a fucking plastic prison.
Plastic and glass.
Completely plastic. They're like, nope.
Then he's got give those him three little tiny...
Tiny holes. It's like, listen, no metal allowed past this point was the sign.
No, like, stretches one out of the disc and the others are just destroying everything and he's just like,
if you gave him flying out, you're fucked.
I mean, those movies weren't the best superhero movies, but they're pretty good.
Yeah. I still liked them.
Even the new ones where it was the younger renditions of them, I thought those were pretty good.
Yeah.
Speaking of, that's what I thought was weird, because I saw that you said that they were having Mark Hamill do the voice of Chucky, right?
Mm-hmm.
I did not know that. Oh. That was not me.
Oh, that wasn't you. I guess that was probably Chris. Yeah. But what had happened was...
So Mark Hamill, as in Luke Skywalker, is doing the voice for Chucky.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Because what I thought was cool it was weird how back in the day, like in the OG X-Men game days, they had a game, X-Men 2 Wolverine's Revenge, where he had to deal with the Shiza virus that was a failsafe to... You know, stop him from going out of control.
Basically, he was like,
and they had Hugh Jackman on the strategy guide, Hugh Jackman on the cover, Hugh Jackman on the disc, and like Hugh Jackman on the title screen.
Had nothing to do with the movies though.
And then you get in Mark Hamill.
Was it Mark Hamill voicing him?
Yeah, Mark Hamill did the voice of Wolverine, and I was like, okay, like, don't get me wrong.
I'm not okay with this.
Mark Hamill did a great job.
Wolverine's Revenge was the best X-Men game
that came out
at the time.
You need to watch a video. There's this guy, Purposeless Rabbit, who did a review of that game, and he was like, I have no idea how I fucking beat this game. Because he went back to it, and he played it over, and he was like, how the fuck did I do this?
Lady Deathstrike had, like, the hardest fucking boss fight ever at the end of the game, because there were all the phases of it. And, like, you just beat her ass a little bit, and she'd run away, and then you fought her on top of this building, and she'd beat your ass, you'd beat her ass. Then you fought her up here by the helicopter pad, and it's just, like...
Yeah, it's pretty complicated. You'd have to see.
And then they had all the little extra mini-games, and then they had, like, the deleted Easter egg.
Yeah, dudes. I remember that.
He's like, it's quiet. Too quiet. And then, like, a fork, a knife, and a spoon come out, and he's just like...
What? I remember that. They honestly did a really good job with that game, but like...
You guys remember Ultimate Alliance?
Yeah. I have Ultimate Alliance 1 and 2 on Xbox One.
You guys... I don't like those top-down type of games.
What? I loved them at the time. Fucking
X-Men 2, X-Men Legends?
They don't like top-down games.
X-Men 2, X-Men Legends.
X-Men Legends was better than the Marvel Ultimate Alliance.
Yes, it was. And the only thing that I didn't like was the fact that Deadpool was in it, but he had, like, a limited amount of moves. Yeah. Although there were a whole bunch of random bits. Like, I remember they had this one point where you were standing where it was Blob that was blocking this this one, like, container from flooding the entire area. And, like, there was this metal piece right here, or whatever. I forget what it was, but it was a container that you had to push that would be used to block it. And, like, I tried to use Magneto, and I was like, can Magneto, like, move it? And it's like, no, you had to go through, like, this entire huge-ass section in order to find the mechanism to pull. And then, like, literally on my, like, 16th playthrough, I said, you know what? Fuck it. Try to push it, and like it wouldn't move, and I kept doing it over and over and over as Wolverine, and just randomly pushed and went straight into the wall, and I was like, so I did all that is like unnecessary. Colossus couldn't do it, Magneto couldn't do it, Wolverine push, and he just pushes it straight into it, and I'm just like, that's like 5 hours worth of content like just erased because Wolverine can do it.
Let's talk about like the difference between how graphic the movies can be and how graphic the comics can be at times. Because they never, like, they in the movies, they always say, they're like, they were like, oh no, Wolverine and Sabretooth don't like each other.
They fucking hate each other.
And you're like, in the movies, you're like, why don't they like each other? They never, like, fully explain. They're like, they just don't.
Did you watch Wolverine's Origins?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, but in the comics, it's, like, super friggin' graphic on why they don't. It's because, I don't know if I really want to say this. It's because Sabretooth raped Wolverine's wife.
Wife, yeah. Yeah, they were stepbrothers, too.
Oh.
That's what made it so much worse. It's like, that's someone that he trusted, mm-hmm. and, like, he did something like that, and it's like, what the fuck? Why'd you do this?
And they, I mean, it's, I guess, I mean, from what I remember in the comics, is that they say that Wolverine, if he hadn't gone through their
Weapon X program.
Yeah, Weapon X program, he wouldn't have, he would have gone more feral, just like Sabretooth did.
He's just as feral.
No, I'm talking about, because he doesn't have the physical, like, looks of feralness that Sabretooth does.
Oh, I get what you're saying.
Where, like, Sabretooth has the teeth, and he's got the obviously the physical
claws. I get what you're saying.
But they don't really explain all that stuff, but, I mean, I don't know where I was going with this. I really don't. I forgot.
Well, I get what you're saying. You're saying that he would have gone just as feral as far as, like, looks go. But, mm-hmm. like, they still have those similarities, though, to show that they definitely, like, whether they hate each other or not, like, they're, like, two sides of the same coin. Because at one point they actually said that Sabretooth was also going to go through the Weapon X program. But then, you know, Logan kind of...
Lost his shit,
tore the place apart. And fucking scattered everybody. Shoot. But as far as, like, you know, strength, speed, and, like, agility, like, Sabretooth is literally a mirror. And he even has the same healing factor that Logan has to the same extent. It's just that he doesn't have adamantium bones. Mm-hmm. Which, again, never really understood why Lady Deathstrike always had an issue with Logan. Oh, you have metal bones and I don't. So therefore, I'm never trying to kill you.
I guess she just never fully went through the program.
No, she's like, I have claws. That's it. I have really long fucking nails. If I scratch my back, I can do that. I can't rip someone in half. It's like, but you can though. What? Where's the issue?
So, have you guys watched any new movies lately? I know you're always on Netflix watching shit, Chris.
Yeah,
Chris. I watched The Dirt, that Motley Crue movie.
How was that?
It was pretty good.
I heard it was based off that the book.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
I haven't watched it. I'm not a big Motley Crue fan.
They stayed really true to it, and they, like, recreated music video shoots and things, like, down to the T in it. Uh-huh. I also saw this thing though where one of the grips that worked on it, like, touched a live wire that they had been warned about, and it shocked him and, like, put him into a 3-day coma, and he was suing Netflix and Motley Crue over it.
In one, probably.
It said he had, like, third-degree burns over 50% of his body, so...
I warned him not to touch it. It's like, they have to put the warning on bleach. Do not drink.
Tide Pods.
Yeah. Do not eat.
Do these. Not eat.
But they look so delicious.
Like, well, people were sitting up there rioting, like, don't eat Tide Pods. It's like, but why?
Why would you?
Why would we not?
Your mom obviously never put soap in your mouth as a child.
Basically.
Oh, man. People can be stupid. Mm-hmm. And we know more than most that people can be really fucking retarded. So
Thanos would lose to Darth Vader because... No, wait, he says, snap.
He's like, yeah. Darth Vader would snap Thanos' neck with the Force, is Bradley's argument. Yeah.
I don't know how that worked. I just...
Because it's like, wait, okay.
Oh, yeah, so that's a good subject. Like, even playing field between two characters. That's something we were talking about last week, was the Infinity Gauntlet versus the Death Note. What would win? I thoroughly believe that
The Gauntlet is better, but I mean, there's still certain people that, like, the Death Note can kill, but the Infinity Gauntlet wouldn't do anything because they'd just be like, okay, slap it out of your hand. Like, Squirrel Girl, they walk up, trip. What? How did... Like,
Squirrel Girl, I can't remember what her exact power is.
Her power is that she doesn't lose. Like, she literally fought Galactus and won.
She befriended Galactus.
No, she fought Galactus. in one.
Oh, man.
She won a fight against Galactus.
I mean, it was... like, powers like that are just, like, stupid. Like, I think Squirrel Girl was one of those, like, joke characters they made. Like, you can put her in a real bad situation.
Like, that's true. Because I know that's what people try to say about Saitama. And they're like, oh, like, he would, like... he would beat anybody, and it's like, well, technically, I could prove that he would get clapped by Krillin from Dragon Ball.
I mean, someone made a, like, a comparison video of, like, if it was Saitama versus Thanos. Like, he may be able to kill Thanos. Before Thanos fell, he would still kill Saitama.
No, I don't think so, because, again, like, the whole thing is that, as far as we know, like, a god-class being that Saitama has only fought two of so far. By the way, they're coming out with the second season. He's only fought... manga? Yeah. Okay. And the anime, too. Season 2. Okay. It's about to come out. But what had happened was... So, a god... They have, you know, what was it? Like, I know they have, like, tiger class and, like, wolf class and then, you know, god class, dragon class. Mm-hmm. But god class is, like, the top. And god-class beings are just someone who's a threat to humanity's, like, survival, or could destroy the planet. It's like, but didn't Thanos and, like, they literally took Infinity in Thanos and said there can only be one. And Thanos won that. So I don't think he can, I think he's well beyond destroying a planet at this point.
Mm-hmm.
Like, didn't he kill all life on his planet, actually? Like, he killed everyone and then left.
On Titan?
On Titan, like, he literally killed off everyone on that planet.
Yeah, because they all hated him because he had purple skin.
He's like, that was Chris, basically. I imagine.
Well, look at that. We're back. Okay.
Yeah, that was a momentary pause. Chris had a phone call to take. We were talking about Thanos and Infinity.
Yeah.
Infinity, like, I guess from what those videos you sent me, like, Infinity is the unlimited power, and the very idea that unlimited power is not plausible, because when I can't remember who did it, but someone tried to use the gauntlet and broke all of the gems in the process. Because they did something they could not do with that gauntlet.
Yeah, so it's not.
All the gems broke except for the time stone, and that disappeared. It just vanished.
Which would make sense because it just faded with time.
Mm-hmm. No, it went to another reality is what happened. But I don't know. I don't even think Thanos is really the even scariest person that can fight.
No. Honestly.
There's Apocalypse.
That's true.
And there's both... I learned there's an Apocalypse in both the and the DCU.
Because honestly...
Apocalypse is Darkseid's little redemption world.
And it's with a cane.
No, no, no. There is one in the MCU.
Called Apocalypse?
Yes.
The mutant, the first mutant.
Of MCU?
Yeah, in Marvel, the first mutant to ever exist, Apocalypse.
Oh, okay. I was surprised thinking someone else would.
Although, I don't get, because in the movie, like, I absorb everyone's powers. It's like, but that's not what he does. What he could do back in the original was, like, he could just turn his body into weapons. And I was like, what? And it's like, yeah, it's just like, he literally can be,
well,
like,
Well, he could also absorb powers. He had...
Yeah, through that ritual or whatever.
Mm-hmm. And I just remember what you guys are talking about. You're talking about the guy that was ancient Egyptian.
Yeah, and they were like, who are you? And he was like, Ra. He's like, whoa, you are not a god, sir. But he was worshipped.
Yeah, he could grow, turn his body into weapons, grow, shrink, pretty much do whatever he wanted.
I like the original version because they were like doing some dumbass shit, like trying to grab Angel. And it's like, I don't need to pull up this. I'll turn on John's TV and we'll watch Pete Holmes like rip
Fire
Angel.
Angel.
Into
him. Fire. Don't need a bird. A bird.
Those are bird wings. You are a bird. What is this? Hollow bones? That's not going to do anything. Or the fact, but then again, he also
He got ripped out eventually. He got replaced with cybernetic metal wings. He could throw the feathers from. You imagine if he throws all those feathers. He's just like, can I have those back? No. Please?
Shoot, but then again, at the same time, he also found a reason to make, Wolverine useless. It's like, you're fired, Logan. It's like, but why? It's like, because you don't do anything. He's like, I got these. Yeah, those don't do anything.
It's like, your power is flailing. You flail.
And it's like, say, okay, Magneto's on one side of the bridge, and you are on another. Storm flies over there, takes out Magneto, saves lives.
Sucks him into a hurricane. Into a goddamn hurricane. You're over there running across the bridge. It's going to take a very long time. He's killed, I don't know, hundreds of people.
I have a motorcycle.
Which is made out of what?
Tubes.
What? Glass. Tubes.
It's like, I'm trying to imagine you.
I don't know what the fuck you guys are talking about.
You haven't seen Pete Holmes.
I'm not a Pete Holmes fan.
This is the part of the segment where we end it right here, and we're going to call it for the day, guys.
We're going to beat Joe.
As they furiously storm out of my apartment.
Basically.
Like you said earlier.
They didn't know what type of negativity I kept in my life.
Exactly.
Mason, it's going to be like how you said earlier. You're going to have to go to your landlord and say, hey.
Go to my own landlord and got kicked out of my own apartment. They locked me out.
Mason's stupid shit.
Oh, man.
Not a Pete Holmes fan.
Let's talk. Okay,
I was watching him before.
Here's a subject we were talking about earlier when we were watching stuff on YouTube and eating. Modding of video games. Specifically, ridiculous mods. Because, there are obvious, cool mods. Like, the X Gonna Give It To You mod for Resident Evil 2 is pretty cool. I mean, there's plenty of cool mods that are on Skyrim and Fallout. And the irony that sometimes these mods make the game better than the developer had in the first place.
Yeah. And then they're like copy and paste. We mm-hmm. did it.
Like the fact there's an ambient light mod for Skyrim that makes it look like you're actually walking through a forest with the god rays and everything.
That's why I find it stupid that achievements are turned off. Whenever you have the mods on, and no, it's like
they do that because they're like, oh, you want those achievements, and you're gonna play the game how we made it, and they're like, all right, fuck it, I don't want your achievements.
Basically, because I'm gonna say it now, and everyone will agree with me, Skyrim looks good, but here's the thing, the water looks like shit. It's awful.
Oh yeah.
Like I look at the water and I'm just like, there's like no.
They've never been able to do water correctly.
No.
In Bethesda games.
And it's not even that.
They're like, look, it's kind of glassy, but it's really still. And then this modder goes, I'm gonna put waves. I'm gonna put ripples. I'm gonna put fish inside those ripples.
Let me tell you a game.
I'm gonna put sun that hits these ripples and make them shiny.
I'm gonna tell you a game that did water perfect. Sea of Thieves.
He's gonna be smite. Smite did water perfect. Shut up, D'Angelo.
They did. Have you not seen Poseidon in the game? His water looks really good.
All right, that's it, guys. We're going to end this podcast here. D'Angelo's about to go on a 30, 45-minute tirade about one character on Smite.
I didn't do anything.
Let's talk about what are some other, okay, let's just stick with the idea of ridiculous mods that you've seen in games.
Ridiculous as in...
The Claire BDSM mod?
Okay. That type of ridiculous?
Yeah, just stupid mods that are in games.
Well, technically, there's a Dark Souls, what is it?
Randomizer.
Yeah, there is a Dark Souls randomizer where every weapon in your left and right hand just rapidly changes to any weapon, and your stats are still the same. So every time you swing for that one frame that you did the swing, it is one weapon. The next time you swing, it's a different weapon.
That must ruin...
No! Have you not seen... there's this guy I watched...
I'm talking about that must ruin him, ping and all that stuff, because it's constantly trying to load something else.
No. Lobos has done it. He's done it before, and I was like, this dude... has no life. He's done crossbow only runs, and I'm just like, this dude needs a life. Or what was it that he did for Dark Souls 2? The torch run where he had to keep a torch lit the whole game, and he ran around the whole game, and that torch never ran out.
And each torch that you get in Dark Souls 2 gives you 15 minutes of light time, and then you have to find a new one.
Yeah, he did it. He did the whole game with that, and I was like, this dude.
How the fuck do you do that?
Don't ask me, ask Lobos.
I don't know. I quit Dark Souls 2.
not a Dark Souls fan.
Or in Dark Souls, like they have the...
When I say not a Dark Souls fan, I'm talking about I'm not a
He's not a fan of that type of
I don't like playing them. They're really interesting to watch. I like watching Vaadi Vidya about his, like, the
prepare
war.
Prepare to cry.
Mm-hmm. Prepare to tie. prepare to cry series.
Where you find out that actually, the more of the story you find out that you are actually an asshole.
You actually a villain.
You're
the entire time. People are trying to stop you from doing the bad thing.
And you're just doing it anyway.
And you're just like, you know what? This is my mission. They told me, so die.
And then you find out later on.
Sekiro, like, from what I've seen, that's really interesting. Because, I mean, they put a lot of, like, Japanese lore into there. Like the Great White Serpent.
Fun fact, the clans, I've forgotten the name, the clans actually existed at one point. Like, it's not 100%, like, obviously based on Assassin's Creed, but they clearly took some inspiration from a real-life clan and were like, hey, let's throw that in here because Miyazaki is a fucking genius. Like, honestly, again, back to the point where the creators for the story in FromSoft fucking had to have a contest that for $10,000 for someone to explain to them what the fuck is going on. Because no one knew what the story was except for Miyazaki, and they put out a bounty on that story for someone to fucking put out that video.
And Vaadi won it. He was like, maybe. I'll tell you the story and I'll tell you how this guy's feelings are. Like, what?
Maybe, I don't know. I don't know who won it, but I know that, you know, somebody cashed in on it and told them what the story was. Because, like, they didn't know what the story was, and Miyazaki wouldn't tell them. Because... He's honestly, like, made choices, you know, that were kind of questionable but made sense. Like, when they had the undead dragon, like, they had the first design. He looked at it, you know, for about a good 10 minutes and he was like, get rid of the lower half and put it on the edge of a cliff and have it be poisoned instead of fire. And they're like, why? And it's like, because it represents... a dragon clinging onto the last remaining piece of existence that it has remaining, and then in its own misery as it hangs off a cliff, you know, waiting for its life to end, it tries to spew fire, you know, like it did in its younger days, but is unable to do so, and instead toxic, you know, moss and fucking spew just shoots out of its mouth.
Rotten saliva and all that shit.
Yeah, because it can't breathe fire. And I was like, this dude, like, I can't process things like he does. Mm-hmm. He processes things at a completely different point of view, and I'm just like, this is too good. He does a really good job when it comes to his story, and he keeps things linked up to where they somewhat still make sense.
Yeah.
Despite them being complex.
I find the games really interesting. I just don't like... I'm gonna be honest, I can't fucking play him.
Yeah, if you think that's bad, since we were talking about mods, they have the aggression mod, where basically, whenever you spawn, enemies are aggroed immediately and walk to where you're at. So, like, literally, sometimes...
The dragon flies from the bridge, he's like, fuck this guy up.
Yeah, that'll happen. That will happen with the advanced, like, aggression mod, and I was just like... So, like, he's just going to sit there, and he's just not going to move. He's going to wait for you to walk around that corner, and just immediately, and you die.
Jeez Louise.
Like, no, it's not crazy, because there are, like, certain walls that, like, certain enemies can't get behind. But, like, as soon as they appear, they actively start walking towards you because they know where you're at. Like, it basically just expands their aggro range to, like, pretty much the entire area. And sometimes you'll get enemies following you into new areas. Yeah, it's pretty harsh, basically.
That sounds ridiculous.
There are people that have beaten the game with that and a randomizer on New Game Plus 10.
I can't do that, but I'm playing, like I said last night, I'm playing Wolfenstein, the new Colossus on the harsh. Besides the permadeath one, which I... Like, I decided immediately not to do that because I went through the first door and got killed. And it's like, oh, now you have to restart the whole thing.
He was like, yeah, I don't want that map.
Yeah.
That's the way fucking Dead Space 3 was. But you could always, like, cheat it by basically having your USB and you would copy the save file onto your USB. And whenever you died, Like, since it basically says you're dead, what you do is you delete your save. You know, since you died, and then re-upload your old save, and then it'll be that save point before you died. That was the only way to go around it. But there have been people, I shit you not, like, because I had woke up that one day to YouTube playing a random video, and it was this dude
who woke up to porn sounds.
No. I woke up, and, like, this dude had gone through Dead Space 1, Dead Space 2, and Dead Space 3 on hardcore, took no damage the entire game, and I was like, bullshit, and I sat there and watched.
How long was this video?
For like 3 hours.
You have a lot of time on your hands, don't you, Angela?
No, I woke up and it was already like, you know, 15
he's like,
minutes.
He woke up and it was like the last 15 minutes. He's like, bullshit, and like restarted it. He was
yes,
like,
and then I watched the whole thing and I was like, huh.
Mean mugging the fucking television the entire time. Like,
listen,
slip
that's
up.
Listen, that's how it happened for, what was it? Final Fantasy 15 Brotherhood. Like, mm-hmm. I caught one of the episodes and I rewatched the whole thing and I was like, you know, the story makes a whole lot more sense now. But they didn't put that in the game, though.
Let's talk about fucking close calls in games. Like, earlier, Chris was playing that Resident Evil 2 and we were like, you're dead, he's dead, he's dead. And he just
starts crawling towards
just like, die, please die.
I have 3 bullets left. I would like to ask you to die.
Or the day we did the last podcast, D'Angelo, that zombie like
his grabbed him and then
the fingertips just like brushing his cheeks, and he was like, "Bam!" Like he died. We're like, "You can't do that. That's against the rules."
No, I panicked.
Panic shot took out his entire head in one shot.
Yeah, really.
Shit. Holy
cow. If it works, it works.
Yeah,
it
worked.
That was close call.
And I mean, it actually is an animation where you're able to do that, where you shoot them and like you literally fall on you and you just push them down. There also is a dodge animation if you time it exactly right.
Oh yeah, I forgot that D'Angelo's dissected this game already.
Yeah, because I
just today.
There's a dodge animation you can do if you run at the right angle and zombies lunge at you. You literally can like have them pushed away and like just run straight past them if you do it at the right angle.
I just and I just quote unquote beat the game myself today.
Did you
indeed?
Quote unquote beat the game. Couldn't get past the second form of G. Was it second or third form of G?
Third
form of G. And then I didn't get to see a bunch of cutscenes.
Because someone was like, skip.
He's like, I did it. Skip. I'm playing how I want to play.
skip. Okay.
You won. Looked me in the eye and says,
got him the achievement and everything. Skips practically everything.
skips all the credit. Skips all, gets to the credits, looks me in the eye and says, get cut scrub.
Hey, skips the ending cutscene too.
Yeah. That's what you do. Better do it if you want that true ending shit.
Yeah.
I'm still in the middle.
Oh, because I beat it. Now I can play Scenario B as Leon, can I?
Yeah.
Or player. Right?
Yeah.
Don't you unlock both of them when you just beat it with one?
I think so, yeah.
Yeah, I think so. Shoot.
Is it, how much different is it with on Scenario B?
A lot.
It's definitely a lot different. Like, first off, Mr. X is already there. He's already there. That's the biggest difference.
Like, you go in and you finally get to the opening room and you know that computer you check and you see the officer running. No, you see X coming down the hallway and taking out the camera. Yeah.
Holy hell. And then you, in that first hallway where you see the first liquor, yeah, it's Mr. X. As soon as you walk into, like, the star's office, don't walk out.
X gonna give it to you. You're like, oh, snap. Someone's playing some, was it Ja Rule? Not one Ja Rule.
And you know that, like, to the left of the main hall when you first go in and you pass by that window before you open the door, and like in the original, the liquor runs past it. Mm-hmm. In Scenario B, the liquor runs past it, and he's in that room once you go around that corner by the guy, the police officer with the walkie-talkie that's going off, who's got his face all gored up.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty much.
The liquor's in there on Scenario B, so be ready for that.
Now, Scenario B, is it same for Leon and Claire?
Like, the scenario is the same, but items are in different spots.
Yeah.
Items are in different spots, and you have access to things earlier. Like, literally for Claire B, like, I got access to the grenade launcher literally the first 10 minutes in. Because I already knew where it was, because I had access to that room, and immediately went to the locker and, like, spam made, like, 24 acid shells. And literally go into the star's office, got the gun that was in there, because it's available, like, in the beginning portion. Like, it's available very quickly.
Yeah.
The only thing is the submission.
Scenario B is shorter though, actually, just by a little bit.
Just a little bit.
Yeah, it's a little shorter because you have access to shit already.
What? Like this? I'll pose the same question I posed earlier. What DLC could they release for that game? They can't. Other than
mercenaries.
Ghosts. What?
Mercenaries.
Mercenaries. A longer Ada Wong section on how she actually got in the police station herself.
Like a side story tie-in.
A side story, cause like they did with 4.
What were your thoughts on Resident Evil Outbreak?
Are you talking about the one on PS2? I love those games, especially because you play as multiplayer.
Yeah, I liked it a lot too with the different stories and scenarios, and there was co-op.
The character you play as had like certain like
strengths and weaknesses, and you have to switch between the characters to solve puzzles.
I mean,
if you weren't playing with people.
Do you think they should remake those?
Yes, fuck yeah. I'd be down. Online co-op, 4-player Resident Evil.
I can see them playing doing 1, 2, 3, releasing 8, and between 3 and when they release 8, doing a combo package between file 1 and 2 for Outbreak.
That would be good.
That would be really, I mean, that would fill in perfectly.
It would.
Because don't Outbreak take place during 2 and 3?
I think Outbreak File 1 is during 2.
Because it's all in Raccoon City, obviously. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I know that you go through the zoo at a certain point, speaking of Resident Evil and the zoo, they do have a lot of those comic books that explains how that shit happened. And how that badass zookeeper blew the entire place up to kill all the zombie animals. You imagine if you're going through that game, it's like Claire and a fucking zombie elephant comes out.
Nope. Done. Done. Would not do it.
And quit.
Be like, well, this is where
it's like, but what if they want games like Resident Evil 6? It's like, then we ask them politely but firmly to leave.
Yes.
That is not the game I asked for.
He's like, Bob! Bobby! Bobby, get your ass out here.
Shoot, that was the best meme.
He comes out, like, Hank comes home and sees Bobby playing fucking Resident Evil 2. He's like, Bob! What is this atrociousness?
But then again, like, he saw Bobby playing, like, a Lara Croft game and was like, why are you playing as a girl? It's like, because it's Lara Croft.
But we don't talk about fucking Tomb Raider.
It's not me.
I'm just saying, like, Tomb Raider, like, sometimes you get those solid female leads in games that are, like, super awesome, especially the more recent Tomb Raider games. Those are amazing.
Those are amazing.
Yeah.
Covering herself in mud and shit and hiding
like,
right
pulls
next
a rebarb out of her own stomach.
Just lighting people up with arrows and shit.
Yeah, those games are amazing.
They are.
Oh, man. There's so many, like, rehashing the games that have been really well, like, really well done.
Oh, and I was telling Chris about it. Fucking, so I had looked into it, and I was looking at, you know, all the stats and stuff for Persona. Like, so, OG Persona player here. I'm the only one that played it. But they used to be really detailed when it came to, like, the physical attacks, how they had, like, pierce attacks. Blunt attacks and slash attacks, and then they had, you know, fire, wind, lightning, fire, wind, lightning, light and dark, and then they had almighty, and almighty is like basically omnipotent damage. There's no way to defend against it because it's almighty damage. But they have it different now. Like, they have gunfire, you know, which are bullets, you know, physical attacks, which is any physical attack. And they've got all the elements, you know, again, fire, lightning, you know, ice and whatnot. But they have nuclear damage. Like, nuclear. And I was like,
how do you do that? And you're like, Persona, nuke man.
Obviously, you've never played any of Fallout. I carry a nuke in my pocket for some reason.
But yeah, shoot, like, that's basically what it was. And I was like, that's interesting. And then when it came to, like, the light and dark attacks, they always had, like, Hama and Mudo, like, you know, because they have different languages for the fucking attacks. But it was only Haman, which is basically, it would erect, like, you know, like, what is it, those sacred sutras that would, like, bless and had a chance to insta-kill enemies?
Yeah, Karma Sutras?
Yeah, like, they would have those, or they would place, like, these curses on enemies for Mudo, which is dark. But now they actually have like outright attacks that don't just use only instant kill, that do that damage type. And I saw that yesterday and I was like, what the fuck?
I like to note that I said Karma Sutras, and I know that's not an actual thing. I know that's a book with a bunch of ancient sexual techniques. I don't want someone listening to this thinking I'm a fucking twit. So
you wanna read that book right
quick? Imagine that book though. I bust out the Karma Sutra. Like, oh shit, this game just took a different turn I wasn't expecting.
It's like, this is actually not game related, but
you
I'm
the person.
You're like, I attacked you with downward facing dog. You're like, what?
Although I do find it interesting. Like, I think y'all would like it, because what's cool about it is like all of the personas are like actual representations of like actual beings. Like fucking they had what was it? The one that Makoto had? She's one of the companions you get. Her persona is Johanna. And Johanna is based off of the Pope Johanna.
Alright, so you got 5 minutes left, guys.
Yeah.
Anything you guys want to close out with?
No.
D'Angelo, you first? No? Chris?
Any
last notes on Borderlands 3 before we go?
I need it. Bye. In my soul.
Oh, I need it so bad. Bye. Waited 7 years for this shit.
Yeah.
After the ending where you see all those planets.
I'm taking a five motherfucking day vacation.
Oh, yeah. I told my family I was doing that. Like, I'm saving up my vacation time to take three days off for a week.
I'm PTOing what I can, and then I'm calling in early for the rest.
Basically.
I may do that. Just, like, call out Wednesday.
Like, Sadie, I love you, but don't bother me unless you're going to play Borderlands with
me. I'm going to be prepared. I'm going to be like, I think it's like the month beforehand, I'm going to start slowly putting money away so I can like buy food just to sit there and not move.
You're like, freezer is stocked with fucking pizza pockets. You got Pop-Tarts and Nature Grain bars.
I'm going to pay a nurse to come over and put a catheter in for me.
Oh, God, like, no.
Guys, I have to pee.
Oh. Done. It's like, done. Didn't even have to move. And they're like, what? Do you have a bottle? Even better, I've got a catheter.
Oh man, I'm excited for that. And like you said, Endgame. We didn't talk about Endgame, but I mean, yeah, there's nothing to really talk about. The movie's not out yet.
No,
I think we should hold off on talking about anything Endgame related. I mean, we haven't seen anything Captain Marvel, so we should probably hold off and talk about that stuff when we get together in 2021. We'll talk about that.
Yeah, definitely.
Within the next
6 months.
Yes. Anyone who has actually like listened to the first one, we said we're gonna record the second one. I'd like to apologize. We had a lot of stuff going on. Chris is in the process of moving. D'Angelo has been fighting aliens apparently, and
aliens.
Yeah, he won't. He doesn't publicly put it out, but he's actually a G-Man.
Mm-hmm.
He's part of the X-Files team. So.
The MIB that's not the MIB.
Uh-huh. They like Will Smith's character is actually based off D'Angelo.
Basically.
Yeah. You should, like, one day at work, they started playing the music, and he jumped
up so quickly, like, his chair fucking flipped, and...
He carries that little tiny cricket gun in his pocket.
Really? Could have blown Bradley away?
There's times where I've seen him, his hands start shaking, and I was like, oh shit, he's about to blow Bradley away. we don't talk about that.
I don't doubt that. That's something that will
happen. Oh, man, let's real quick talk about that fucking vein in D'Angelo's neck the one day where he had to close his book real slow, and he looked up, and I saw that throbbing vein in his throat, and I was like,
shit's about to go down.
There's about to be a verbal homicide up in this motherfucker, I swear. But
it's his own fault.
We got a minute and a half left, it looks like. Yeah, we got a minute and a half left. I'd like to just say thank you for listening. This is a project that we're trying to work on. We got a Facebook page. Just look up Square Peg Round Hole Podcast.
Jesus
God damn it.
Christ.
Just go ahead and look on there. We don't post on there very often. Actually, I'm the only one who posts on there, even though I made all three of us admins. If you have anything you'd like to, like, request us, just shoot a message on there. I'm John.
I'm Chris.
I'm D'Angelo.
And you guys have a great day. Thank you for listening.